if we may assume that the above-mentioned expectation concerning our future on the field of teaching and learning are relevant, then the next step is to make short-thinking experiments about potential exam situations in frame of the distance education. We have to define new forms of examinations, and we have to test these forms as if we were ethical hackers. Ethical hackers are experts if they accept a challenge about finding out weak points of physical systems and/or virtual regulation systems without having any interest to use this knowledge for own benefits.
The first thinking experiment should focus on the exam situations where students are checked concerning their competences on foreign languages, of course, in an online system. The old-school solution is, the students, the room for examinations will be observed by human beings in case of written tests. The surveillance through human beings is in case of the verbal tasks given. In an online system, however, students will be at home. What can be checked, controlled, observed, and what should be? The naive approaches speak about video and voice streams. What will be part of the communication?
These video and or voice streams will be interpreted by human beings in case of verbal tasks. In case of written tasks, the online software as such could be used for controlling. The classic written test could ever be faked, for example through cheat sheets. The verbal situation in an old-school system could more and more fake through high-tech solutions, like in case of spies. If somebody is at home, then this person can prepare a parallel working station where a language expert will be available. The expert can see, hear parallel each impulse.
These experts can even control in a remote mode the computer of the student in case of written tests. In case of verbal challenges, the students should only be capable of reading if the expert speaks in another room to a speech-to-text software and the text version can be projected for the student, for example in form of a second monitor or to smart eyeglasses. A human being will never be able to prove whether a student had helpers and in which form, if at all. The personal identification of a student can even not be guaranteed at home.
Please imagine, however, that a student can only choose the online exams if this person before produced log files about mouse and or keyboard activities, as far as possible in the same online learning system where this person learned day by day. The identification of this person is therefore a question of mathematics, like in case of fingerprints. Parallel, the learning patterns collected during the training phases will make possible to estimate the potential errors in structural qualitative and in quantitative layers.
Let alone, it could be pre-scripted in case of an online exam that the student should have an EEG headset. The exam is not valid if the EEG signs are not appropriate either in technical or in contextual layers. The contextual layer should estimate whether the student had a remote influence or not. And the best quality management in long term would be if each student could be stopped in a prompt way without any pre-information in order to test on the spot a before absolved competence.
Everybody can feel that this phalansterian-like environment could only ensure a real controlling of person-related competences. On the other hand, the more or less faked competences will be used in real problem situation where other persons with more or less faked competences are present. These group with more or less faked competences should solve the particular problem, hopefully in a frame where responsibilities cannot be faked. The fake-oriented societies will therefore find intuitive techniques to minimize risk through uncertain volume of pretense being everywhere present.
Well, we are probably living since ever in this pretense-driven society. This sarcastic conclusion leads to a hypothesis where each exam situation should be forgotten. Each person should only have the log files produced before, and each HR expert of an enterprise should have access to AI-based solutions where these logs can be evaluated from point of view of different questions.
Before we, however, switch to a specific phenomenon, to the observation, we should speak about the test-based measurement of competence, knowledge. Tests can be seen quasi everywhere. We have to write tests before we have a driver's license or we have a new job where about fire regulations, or even occupational safety tests are prepared. The evaluators behind the EU applications in case of research and development activities should also write tests concerning the regulations needing used in the evaluation processes.
These tests are mostly irrational challenges if the person who should be tested has an unlimited access for relevant sources. It means if we have the fire regulations in file format and a computer where we can search for keywords, then the test questions should even not be understood to find the proper answer. It is only necessary to identify the most seldom word in questions and/or in answers, and for this specific keyword should be searched in the file about the fire regulation. In quasi all cases, the questions and the proper answers will not have any difference compared to the written rules.
If the proper test answer cannot be identified in form of searching activities, then the lowest level of rationality could be reached. On the other hand, the tests where one or more options should be chosen as the proper ones should have, in case of the bad choices, options such as alternative answers which could be proper if the question would be modified in a marginal way. The bad choices can therefore not be random choices, because each choice could be transformed in a yes-no question with interpretation expectation, where the random choices could not have rational arguments.
We should demonstrate examples here and now. The question should be, how many minutes are needed to produce the necessary results for an article based on online databases in case of the AI Relatedness Index? The shortened URL of the learning material needing interpreted is https://myixhui2020.
Before somebody would try to inspect the pre-scripted contents, we have to see the potential answers to the question before. We need a number. Therefore, alphabetical options, like a week, a day, etc., are not appropriate. We have namely the unit in minutes. The proper answer should be the total number of the length of each video stream. It would be an evil question if the answer options would be given in minutes, and we would need for the proper answer a kind of rounding rule, except if the question uses the term at least, where the test question would be a kind of attention test.
Following the previous logic, each answer option below the total could be a kind of disturbing, real possibility, because the student should not know whether each video part should be accepted as a real part of the way leading to a rapid solution, from point of view of the teacher. This trap is more evil. If the proper answer is not the total but some partial total, it means the teacher really think that not each component is part of the needed way. So, the total would be a kind of overestimation.
If I were a student, then I would make notices about my argumentations if it is possible at all. If it is not possible, for example, in an online test environment, then I would protest and ask a verbal exam where it can be proven whether I have appropriate arguments or not. The tests should therefore be clear, understandable, and yet not interpretable based on searching activities. Following the example about at least, the question before could also be finituned in order to ensure certainty about the needed and not needed video parts.
The new, finitune question could be, how many minutes are needed to produce the necessary results from each point of views for an article based on online databases in case of the AI Relatedness Index? It means, the question as such should have parts with appropriate argumentations, where the proper answer should be another one among the potential options if one or more words would be changed.